This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey! Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This is something I cannot really relate to. I can a little bit, but it's roommate, rotten roommates.
Have you not had roommates?
Yeah, what do you mean you can't relate? I feel like being on the road constantly.
Well, you're like your bus mates, really?
It but counts. Like,
yeah, but you mostly just pass out. Like you have a bunk and you just close your curtain and you just sleep.
Well, you said something that I have since repeated. I've stolen it. You said that sleep is sacred. And so is there amongst musicians when you're on the bus, is there that agreement of like, hey,
there was in my band, a lot of bands, it's just like, no, man, he's asleep. Put his hand in the warm water. And like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
That's not funny.
No.
He's trying to sleep. And now you're going to make him pee in his bunk.
Yeah. Come on. That's draw not, on his face like an adult.
Yes. Put a big pee-pee in Sharpie on his face. No. I will say, like, the short time I had roommates, my short time at CU, I had three roommates, which was
horrifying. Oh, that's right.
I was in Baker Hall and I had three, and like two of them were former lifeguards. Shout out Kenny, shout out Danny, idiots. Do you know that lifeguards can take anything towel shaped and instantly turn it into a rat tail that feels like Indiana Jones is beating you to death with a whip?
Really? Okay.
Yeah. No, it's real.
Ugh.
No, it's the worst thing in the world. Cause you're sound asleep and you hear one of it's like a rule for them, they have to say rat tail before they hit you with it.
Mm.
So you're dead asleep and you hear rat tail and you're like, oh my God, here it comes. Like,
oh no. While you're sleeping?
Or you first get out of the shower.
No.
Yeah. But that's not, I don't think that's bad enough to get on Rotten Roommate.
Mm-mm.
What are we looking for Rotten Roommate? Like, what's the next level?
I had a roommate who never cleaned. And it got so bad that the three remaining guys were like, let's make a pack. We're cleaning up everything.
Except his stuff.
And we'll just see. And I don't know why everyone thinks that works. That will never work.
Like, no.
They never learn passively in that way.
No, you have to rub
their
nose in.
The mess isn't bothering them. That's why they're messy. It doesn't affect them. But he was so messy that we had one bathroom in our apartment, but every room had a sink in it. So we all had a bathroom in our room.
You
can do the math, but we use our sinks for multipurpose.
Ew.
But one night he got very sick, and so he vomited in his sink so much that it clogged the sink.
What?
It was full. And then the next morning he got up, he goes, let's go tailgate, guys. And he just left it.
Left it.
Left it.
To warm up, to congeal to
gross.
And what
when you come back into the apartment?
Oh no! It was rancid. And he was dating a woman at the time, and they spent some time in the bedroom after the tailgate with the sink still
full,
which was great for us because at least the door was closed. Like, just stay in there. That was bad.
I'm not comfortable with this. I don't know that I want to do this.
Don't live with guys.
Okay, that's so I can't.
If you've had a rotten roommate. The bar is now set at vomit clog.
Ladies and gentlemen,
vomit clog! Rotten roommate stories. We want to hear yours. 303-222-5423. You can call that number. You can text that number. Was it you? Did we have somebody that would steal each other's... why do I remember a porn thing? Did you have a porn thing?
No.
That might have been Little D. It might have been the producer before you. Like, the roommates, it was back in the days of VHS porn.
Mm. Okay.
So their roommates knew each other had adult materials, and they would go in and borrow without asking said adult materials.
Okay.
And be they magazines or VHSs. Now, magazines even more personal. You're not allowed to steal somebody else's magazine, because if you give it back not in the pristine condition it was in, you know what I'm saying? You down with
that? I just got this thing graded.
Right. No, I mean, it's not mint gem, but you know what I'm saying. You want it dry.
Not
but like,
crinkly.
The other weird thing is, the problem with VHS is like, you have the things on your tapes that you like.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go to grab your favorite tape, and it should be pretty close to the area on the tape that you like. But if somebody else has borrowed the tape, now it's in a weird spot.
Yeah, and you kind of feel like you've been cheated on.
A little bit.
I would
like
guess.
You put your tape in and you're like, ew, and it's something. And then, yeah. It's just knowing, it's such an unholy violation of the mail code to go, I borrowed your thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yes.
And I threw up in your sink on the way out.
Right. Ugh.
It's terrible.
No, but then you also know exactly what they're...
I see.
Like, whatever is on the screen right then, I'm sorry. I was trying to keep this...
Yeah, no, it's okay.
Should we talk about...
Someone said that they had a roommate in an apartment, and the boyfriend of the girl ended up killing her pet rabbit because he was jealous of the time that she spent with it.
So he
killed her. Or, I'm sorry, it wasn't the boyfriend. It was two other roommates, one guy, one girl. The guy...
Killed the...
Yeah, the rabbit, the pet.
Rational.
I had another roommate who would wake up. He had like the early class, and he would wake up. His alarm would go off. He'd hit snooze. He'd be like, I'm so cold. So he'd crank up the heat, and then he'd go shower. Then I'm just still in bed, and then the room's on fire. And then his alarm would just be going off and off. And every day he would come back and go, oh, my bad, man. And then he'd turn his alarm off after it'd been going for like 30 minutes. And then he'd turn. He's like, it's so hot in here. And I'm like, I know.
You're the one who did this.
Yes. And he's like, then he turned the air on again. It's just like, yeah.
The one that I really love, and I bring it up every time we talk about rotten roommates, it was another person like the one you described, really bad at cleaning.
Okay.
So they left their dirty clothes everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point, somebody just snapped and gathered all their dirty clothes, all their cups, all their trash, put it all on their bed, went out to the backyard, grabbed the lawnmower, put the lawnmower on the bed.
No.
And started it.
It's like, if you're not going to pick up your clothes, I'm going to shred everything that's trash in the house. Your clothes, the trash, just sat it on their bed, shredded it, made like trash clothes confetti. So who's the bad roommate?
Ooh.
That's a good question.
They both are.
Yeah.
Correct answer. All right. So if you are a rotten roommate or you had a rotten roommate, we want to hear your story. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're doing rotten roommates, but before we do, I would be remiss if I didn't remind you that Gibby wants a shout out.
Yeah.
Yeah. She says she listens all the time. Yeah, it's her
Gibby.
Dream.
Hey,
so she just called in and said, can you give me a shout out?
No, she texted it.
Oh, she texted it.
Yeah. But you can too, 303-222-5423. But we're not guaranteeing any shout outs.
Oh my God. We just opened up the worm can of shout outs. Why'd you shout out Gibby and not me? Haley?
Yes.
Rotten roommate, what do you got?
So I had 6 roommates my freshman year of college. It's always the freshman year. And we had 3 of us in one room. So we were all in the same room, and one of my roommates, she was just so messy. Clothes everywhere all the time. She left her food out and would leave like every weekend. So we like always had to clean up after her.
Oh my God, this is TX roommate. It's just awful.
Yeah, and then to make matters worse, she ended up getting a dog, which was not allowed in our dorm. And the dog was, it wasn't a puppy. Otherwise, I would have been fine with it. Like, that would have been so cute. But it was just a dog, and it was not trained, and it was just pooping and peeing all the time. And it was just disgusting.
Like, it pooped on your stuff.
Not on my stuff, luckily, but on my roommate's stuff, yeah.
That's weird. My roommate I was talking about also got a dog with his girlfriend.
Because when you're when you don't care about anybody but yourself, you're like, well, I'm already inconveniencing everybody. Why not like ramp it up?
Yeah.
Let's take it to 11.
It wasn't even allowed.
Oh, aww. My God. Ugh. Yeah, no, that sounds horrifying. Mm-hmm. Thank you for the call. Nikki?
Yay.
Rotten roommate, what happened to you?
I had a male roommate with a really long, stringy ponytail, and he decided to cut it off, but he wanted to preserve it. So he took an old chew container and filled it with moldable wax and stuck the end of his ponytail in it, but he needed the wax to harden. So he put it in our freezer, and he draped his ponytail across my ice cube tray.
Oh my God.
She got hairy cubes. That is, oh my God.
What is the point? I don't understand.
Hairy cubes.
Ew.
He's the long lost member of One Direction.
Wow, yeah. As if the ponytail wasn't bad enough on
and
its
then
own.
It's just like, laying. Oh, yeah. Oh my God. That is, yeah. Okay. Mm. Okay, thank you. I don't, Carol?
Yay!
Rotten roommate, what happened to you?
Oh my gosh, so many, but the most recent one, especially since it's cold and flu season, was a mess.
Okay.
I thought my roommate was super neat, and she was, I have like a couch, but it's like in the living room, so it's my couch.
Okay.
And I guess she's uses it, obviously, to watch TV or whatever. Anyway, she just moved out. I moved the couch. There are not one, not two. There's like 1,000 filthy tissues.
No! I was praying to God it wouldn't be this.
I guess.
I mean, dude, it's so much better than it could be. Oh, my God. Because she was using a Kleenex, because it could just be a booger minefield back there.
Ew.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, it sounds like it kind of is.
I know, but at least they're in things, because like, I've known people that you just like...
I don't even want to think about it.
So it's just a...
Do I have to get a cleaning lady now? I mean, this is disgusting. And my mouthwash, this special... that's like the dentist can prescribe to you. It's empty. Like there's a teeny tiny bit on the bottom and I haven't even used it yet. Cause it's so like the dentist prescribed it. So I'm afraid that it's like, you know, only for special occasions and it's almost empty. I'm like, was she using that too? Because she thought it would
help. She was using your special mouthwash?
Yeah. From the dentist. Yeah.
It's okay.
She said she lied about it.
That special mouthwash got me feeling loose.
I'm going to throw my boogie bag back. Okay. That's disgusting. Clarissa?
Yay.
Rotten roommate. What happened to you?
Oh, man. Strap in. This one's a crazy one.
Okay.
I was new to the city, and I went on Craigslist, and I found a roommate, and I met her. She seemed normal. Great. Love. And I also... just a little bit of context here. I was supposed to live with one of my friends from college, but she dropped out last minute and I had already signed the lease. So I needed someone like ASAP.
Gotcha.
You know? So, yeah. I didn't do as thorough of a job of screening this woman as I probably should have.
I love the backstory angle. Oh, this is starting to smell bad already.
Okay, so I meet her. She seems fine. She's like kind of weird, but she's extremely, like, she would walk around the apartment being like, if I were 5'7", I would rule the world because I'm so beautiful. And I was like, wow, she has confidence that I've never seen before. Like, good for her. She's like, yeah, I'm adopted from Russia. And like at age 15, she was adopted.
Okay.
And when this girl drank, she would bite people. Like bite people with her teeth.
Oh, I thought you said fight, but you said bite. Bite. Like chomp. Yeah. Okay.
And people as in multiple persons? Like this is...
It happened... The last time it happened, she bit me, and I was like, oh, heck nah. Like, you got to get out of here right now.
So you were fine with her biting other people.
Right, right.
You're like, bite away. But
you don't bite where you live.
It was such a weird thing, and I don't understand how people, including me, tolerated her crazy behavior. But she, I haven't talked to her since. She was just like a crazy person.
So you removed her on the like 15th biting. That was the like,
she can no longer be trained.
Right. That's when you put her outside. You drove to a field somewhere and she's just running free now.
maybe I'll add this context then. Usually it was for like the male gaze. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
She would do it like, and you know, for some reason in our early 20s, guys were like, yeah, that's fine. And I was like, what?
Yeah, no, but not you. And you were like, that's not fine.
She got mad at me and then bit me. And I was like, you're crazy.
Yeah, no, that's...
Yeah, if you could clean up the dishes.
Yeah, no, that's what you get on Craigslist.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
All right, we're trying the new thing. Headline, go.
Oh my gosh, I forgot.
Okay, Aaron's not ready. So yeah, this is news or nope, where we don't normally do the hard news of the day, but this is the one, like, here we go. Mm-hmm. It's the news.
This thing that could help you is actually going to hurt you.
Oh boy, that's, okay.
The cha-cha slide might be more dangerous than you think.
News. News.
No! No!
News.
No!
News.
No!
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or nope.
As we tell you often, you can listen to this show whenever you want in the Odyssey app.
Mm-hmm.
You could be streaming this live right now.
Absolutely, like, yeah. If you got to go inside, you got to get a workout in, take us with you. Yeah.
AUDACY, download the app today. Listen to old shows. For the first time, I got to listen to News or Nope the other day in the boss's office when he said, this sucks.
Yeah, that's right.
I was like, is this what it's like to be on the app? Wow, we do suck. I just... In our headphones, singing over the thing doesn't sound the same as it sounds over the air. Like,
yeah,
it's, so us singing on it was the first time, like, I'd be like, we're never, like, in the car when we do the News or Nope theme. And I was like, wow, we suck.
You need some lessons.
Yeah. Singing. Anyway, if you want to hear how bad we are, go to the Odyssey app.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you for joining the program. Ford has issued a recall on several vehicles. Apparently, you put the vehicles in reverse, and they don't go in reverse.
What do they do?
They go forward.
What?
Reverse, reverse. Reverse.
This whole time, I was thinking, what does the cha-cha slide have to do with anything?
That's a real thing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, lots of vehicles from 24 to 25, the F-150, the Bronco.
No!
You almost bought a Bronco, dude! Yeah,
reverse, reverse! Reverse, reverse! 2024 Ranger, the Mustang, the Explorer, and the Aviator vehicles are all affected that they might not go in reverse. They might go forward.
So you're like,
you're backing out of the garage and you go into the house. It's kind of, it's like the most dangerous recall, I would think. So just, if you got one,
don't gun it.
Yeah.
True. True.
Okay.
But still, it'd be nice to have a...
If you're driving a Ford, one of those, like, be safe.
Do you know, does it say, like, your car says R. It's like, yep, you, like, in your brain, you think you're an R, mm-hmm. and then it goes D.
Exactly, yeah.
Nothing like getting R when you want the D. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Aaron, am I right?
Mm-hmm.
Am I right or am I right?
Good evening. This just in, don't use a massage gun on this part of your body. No, I'm not talking about that, but on your neck. Do not use a massage gun on your neck. It can lead to a stroke.
What?
Yeah.
That's a real...
It is.
First off, I went to Costco because you were all into your massage gun.
And I will bring it in tomorrow. No joke. I'm so sad I didn't get to use it this morning.
Like that creepy laugh. Like, all
right.
No, it's just like
I'll knock next time I go in Aaron's office.
If the house is vibrating, don't. But like, I bought the like sharper image one, I think, from Costco.
Mm.
But like, I want one that plugs in.
Mine's rechargeable.
There's no way rechargeable.
Bring it in tomorrow. It is so powerful.
There's no way.
Yeah.
Cause like I'd been doing tons of air squats or whatever, and I just wanted to do my like thighs, and I'm just like,
this tickles.
Yeah, it was stupid. And it's got different, like, it's got all these stupid heads on top.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you want a triangle? I'm like, what? Just, I want it to vibrate.
I've never actually used one, but you like it?
Oh, I love it.
Really?
But yeah. So how does it cause a stroke? You put it on your neck and
if
like.
If there's like a blood clot and then it moves it and then.
Oh.
Yeah.
So yeah. Okay. Does it cause the clot and then release the clot?
Like
if you do it on the. So you only read part of the story.
He's too busy. Well, yeah, good evening.
I don't have time to read the whole thing. Besides, the page is shaky.
Good evening. A scandal potentially out of the state of Colorado. We sent the Slacker Show research team out to find out the most popular beer in every state. And I'm sure you can all guess what Colorado's is.
Coors.
Here's the thing. I knew he was going to do this story, and I can't wait. Because he's just not from here, so he doesn't get it. It's fine. Let him.
Breckenridge?
He's gonna hurt himself badly.
Okay.
Here in a second.
Okay. Sorry. Go ahead.
I don't know. Is it not Coors? What? Gosh.
I know what you're doing. You think I'm a lot dumber than I am, but I'm not.
You're dumb when it comes to this. The number one beer, I know what it is.
You can say
what is it?
Unless I'm wrong, it's Blue Moon.
Oh.
Blue Moon. Yes, it is Blue Moon.
Yeah, that is. That makes sense.
And who makes Blue Moon again?
Coors. I know, but you got to stick with the original.
No, you don't.
It's Coors. It's a Coors Factory.
Oh my God.
Nothing colder than the Rockies. It's all Coors.
I understand
that. Colorado Coors.
I understand. And Coors is great after you mow the lawn. Coors is great when you're fishing.
Oh,
Coors is great when you're hunting. Coors is great when you got done hiking. Coors is great almost anytime. I'll drink a Coors Light. I'll drink a Banquet.
Mm-hmm. Before a show? During a show?
Hello?
After a show?
Bring the bullets in! But there's something about patio drinking with a blue moon with an orange in it. And you're not being unfaithful to Adolf. See what I did there?
When you phrase it that way, I'm just going to let you win.
No, it's like the Coors family still...
I know, but it feels bougie to me. Of all people, you would think Colorado would be like Coors, just a Coors Light. Like, that used to be the whole thing with Coors, right? You could only get it in Colorado for a while again.
Well, you just couldn't get it on the other side of the Mississippi, I think. So that's why, like,
there
were movies, like Smokey and the Bandits, about, like, going to get. It's like, oh, my birthday's coming up, and I need you to bring me a truckload of Coors. Like, the original Banquet's in that short little bottle. God, I love me a Coors Banquet.
Yeah.
But on a hot day, give me a flippin' Blue Moon.
Okay.
Right? So what, do you know the popular beers in other states, or this is all you got?
Mainly just Colorado.
Okay,
yeah, we're focused on the local scandal.
Okay.
It's not a...
Good evening.
Good evening.
People who wear socks to bed.
No. I haven't called nope today, and I might call nope.
People who wear socks to bed have a better night's sleep.
No, you don't.
Yes, we do.
No, you don't.
Absolutely we do. I love it.
Too hot.
No.
Sweaty. Balmy.
Okay. Let me just help you out. I'm going to speak only to T-Hack.
Okay.
Do you ever have better sleep ever in your life than after you've boinked?
No.
Correct.
Final answer.
Can you boink with socks on?
I'm the wrong one to ask.
You can?
I absolutely can, yeah.
Oh my God, it's so gross to think about boinking with socks on.
I think it's weirder to stop and take them off.
Yeah.
No, it's not. Get them off.
What's a bigger ick? Having socks on or being like, hold on, let me get these socceroos off. And it's like, just forget it.
Well, if you call them socceroos.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Here's a question for the room and anybody listening. Just you're driving along. I want you to text in the first thing that springs to your mind when I ask this question. What is the smallest amount of power you've seen someone get drunk with?
Oh.
Because T-Hack has lost his effing mind.
What? No, you, I haven't.
Oh, my.
Just because I stood up for myself once. I want him out. Golly.
The T-Hack show.
You did, like, I don't even remember what I said to you.
Something horrible, said, something fireable, probably. An HR complaint.
You know, do we actually have an NDA or whatever? When you work here, there used to be a thing. I shouldn't admit this.
No way.
Air. There used to be a thing where, like, promotions interns, like in the summertime before we're doing live fives and all this stuff, we get all these bright-eyed and bushy-tailed 18 to 22-year-old college students that would come work here and, like, help carry speakers and do stuff, whatever. And I don't know if it was an official document they had to sign, but they would pull them all in, and I think they had a whiteboard of just wickedly offensive words, and it's like, is anybody have any problem with these words? And they're all like, no. And like, if you get near Slacker, you're gonna hear all of these woven into, like, that's, into other words.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's not a fair, because seeing them on a whiteboard is one thing. Hearing them is like that's a different level of
hearing them, like, screamed at you.
Yeah. Like, I didn't know you could daisy chain all six of them together.
I don't, like, scream like that.
That's a lie.
I don't, but I either, okay, regardless, T-Hack comes in the studio. I said something, I think, innocuous. And he's like, you can't talk to me that way.
Yeah, that's right. It's about time.
And does anybody, before I tell you why he's drunk with power, nobody in this room can guess. Text into 303-222-5423. Why is T-Hack drunk with power? Did he win the lottery?
No.
Did he finally get that Ford Bronco?
No. Oh. No, I didn't.
Have you impregnated your wife again and you're feeling the oats are sown?
No.
You know, you announced your first pregnancy in a way that, like, or was it the second?
They were both surprises, right?
The second one.
The second one, you just said it in the middle of, like, a set. Like, none of us. Yeah. Like, it was.
We were doing secret. Yeah. It was.
And you're like, I got one.
We had to share a secret.
Well, I was. Bro.
Play it
I
along.
Cried on air. Again.
If you have Aaron crying on air on your bingo card, yeah, you've, like, got a blackout. Yeah,
it's a free space. Not everyone. Just fill that one in.
Just card in. Okay. No, okay. But anybody got any more guesses, even though we all know? What has got T-Hack drunk with power?
Did you get a raise? Sorry.
I don't feel like I'm drunk with power, but something pretty big happened.
You have mentioned it at least three times since it happened.
Because I'm part of the club now. I'm trying to fit in.
Go ahead. Tell everybody. Announce to everybody.
Well, wait, who's in the club?
You. Aaron, Radio Aaron is in the club.
Oh, I see.
At the Slacker Show is in the club. And now T-Hack is Whack is in the club. We got our blue checks, baby.
Woo! Yeah!
Verified! You're supposed to join in.
Come on.
Okay,
bud.
Ready? Here we go. But we paid.
Come on.
But we paid. We paid for blue check marks. That's how pathetic we are.
It's not pathetic.
I can't get on Raya. I can't get a blue check mark. So I'm just throwing money. I was like the prostitutes of social media. Here, I have money.
I use Slacker's card.
Oh my God. My card is on there. You.
And I don't want you talking to me that way anymore.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
Nine.
We want to know if you have a body blooper.
I'm sorry?
Like a body, like a weird thing. We've done before, like, body oddity, and we could take those. Like a weird third nipple. I have a weird little hairy thing right there that's like. It's more of a mole. It's not like a full on Chandler third nipple.
Okay.
But it's like, does Chandler have a third nipple?
Yeah. Harry Styles has a third nipple.
He really does.
He actually does. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the comedian Angela Reyes Johnson
has a third nipple.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Is it part of her act?
It was.
Whoa.
We didn't get to see it.
She has talked about it.
Yeah.
Does she have a weird bikini that she like straps over it, or she like let it fly?
She let it fly because she didn't know about it until
somebody
way later in life.
Okay.
I think that's kind of common, right? Have
I think so.
Extra nipples or whatever. It's like from the resorbed twin that you took on in the
womb. Or it just grows. I don't know.
Oh, sure. But to me, like more of a like the a body blooper is like somebody on this Reddit thread. This is what it, like I feel like other people have this. They say that when they have to pee really bad, their teeth tingle.
Ooh.
Huh?
They have to pee and their teeth tingle.
Like they can feel it in their teeth. Like my dad used to always say, "My back teeth are floating," but that just meant he was full of pee.
Oh my gosh.
Which I thought was funny, but like now that I read that, it's like, I think there are people who just, have weird little associations.
Mm-hmm.
Like my mom, I know this is a body blooper that a lot of people have. If you have any arthritis or weird joints, you absolutely 100% unequivocally know when the barometric pressure changes.
Yes, I feel it's like, in my leg.
Yeah, you're like, is it going to snow tomorrow? And like Aaron's like, yes.
Yeah. No, it's a real thing.
It's a real, it doesn't happen to mere mortals, buddy. But like,
it took me two times to break this leg, and now I feel the changes.
You really do.
Yeah, absolutely. My ankle gets so weak. Walking on it feels like I could break it.
And that's when it's going to snow.
Yeah.
So is that...
Is it ever wrong?
No.
Really? So could you like not be a meteorologist? Because they're like, that's performance enhancing. Like you're not playing by the rules.
I don't think they care. I think it's, I think that's what you want. Like my body blooper is the gleeking thing.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. You can just.
I can just gleek whenever. I mean, I can't gleek whenever. I have to, if I've yawned before, then it's automatic.
Mm-hmm.
If I had a glass of water, if I just drank water right now, I could absolutely. Nope. Nothing in the chamber.
Like, so weird.
But I can, I can just shoot. It's weird, but it's like...
Yeah. It's like you're a lizard or something.
But that's what a body blooper is. You don't have one?
And you've got that nipple. I don't...
Mine's not a nipple. I'll show it to you. I'll get it out. It's just a clumping of... I'm a very hairy person.
Mm-hmm. Oh, do you just have one massive...
The veracity and quickly...
You've mentioned it like 14 weird. Times.
You don't get to go, Like, that's right there.
You've mentioned it so much.
There's already enough people on
our... Do you just
have
a lot of hair follicles coming out of one...
Yes, one particular area. It's but it's not a mole, per se. Oh. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it is discolored enough that it could be kind of like, I don't know, am I a mole, am I a nipple, what am I? It's a body blooper.
Okay.
So I occasionally just lay in bed and gleek all over it.
Ew.
Why can't I find a girlfriend? All right. So if everybody in this room has to admit to at least one, I just want you to know. But if you have a body blooper, we want to hear what it is. 303-222-5423. You can call with them or you can describe them graphically via text.
I'm trying to think. I don't know if this counts, but the like folds on my thumb, on one thumb, it looks like an S. And the other one doesn't. And then the other thing that I can never like sing.
How did you stare at your thumbs to come up with that?
Well, a lot, I guess. I don't know. Because one is different than the other. So they look different.
Okay.
On mine. But I can never sing, like make up a song. You know, like in, what's the movie? Elf, where he's like, I'm singing a song. Like my eyes start to water if I do that. If I'm just singing words to a song that I don't know, and most of the time I'll yawn. Is that what we're talking about?
It is, but I can't decide if you're effing with me or not.
I know, I really want him to
try
it.
You're being serious?
Yeah.
Why would it make you cry? It's not making you cry, but it's just an adverse...
just makes my eyes water. Like, I'm not crying, I'm not feeling emotional, but my eyes are watering.
Hmm.
And it's attached to singing a song you don't know.
Yeah.
But it doesn't happen to a song that you do know?
No. Mm-mm.
What the heck?
That's a really weird body blooper, bro.
Yeah.
Like, could we make you do it on video? Could we drag you somewhere and make you do it?
I guess. I'm kind of starting to yawn just thinking about it.
It makes you yawn.
Yawn too, the thing, yeah.
So it's some sort of like...
my body's like, just stop.
It's like
don't
a visceral reaction. Because like another one that I have is like, when I was a kid, if I'm going to barf, my hands tingle, my hands go numb, mm-hmm. and then my muscles pull my hands together into, like, what would you call this shape?
Kind of like a crab.
Yeah.
Like yeah.
It pulls me into a pincher. Yeah. Like, I can't really? Control it. It's like, it's like Robert De Niro in Awakenings. I'm just I can't control my own hands. It doesn't happen to me anymore because I've barfed so much in my life. But when I was young, because I was a barfy child.
Really?
Mm. Oh God, yeah, I was sick all the time.
So I would think the opposite because then your body's used to it.
It wasn't yet. So, but it, and that was my warning sign. Like my brother, the brother that's next in age to me was just mm-hmm. such a terrible sick person. Like when he got sick, it was like, Mom, and he needed the whole family to get up and like rub his head and tell him he's great. And I'm like, I would tell my parents 3 days later, yeah, I puked like 4 times this week. Like, I'm just like, I got it. I'm not going to wake anybody up.
You're going to need a mop when you go in there.
No, because I never missed because I got the warning. So my hands went numb and they pulled in. I'm like, oh, I got to move.
Wow.
Like, I'm just like, tingle, tingle, tingle.
Wow.
Don't you have a weird...
I mean, whenever I am starting to get sick, the first symptom is I have an itchy right ear. But that's it.
What?
But
that's a ragtag group of mutants in this room. Your ear, your leg.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're just a little... So you, like, you'll just be sitting there and you start like a dog. Yeah. You're like scratching your ear like, oh boy, I'm...
Yeah.
Like, that means in a week you'll have the flu? How long?
It's like 3 days.
Wow.
And I always try to like, oh man, I need some emergency. I got to kick this before.
So you just power through some C or something.
Yeah.
My ear's been itching. That's, wow. So if they're both hurting.
Don't be all weird, man. You're yawny when you sing.
Your eyes are watering.
I don't
Yours is the hardest one for me to get my brain around because I seriously thought you were messing around.
No, because when you're like a kid, you like sing, you want to write a song, you want to make up a song, so you just start singing it, and I could never do it because I would start crying.
Crying and yawning.
Yeah. I think maybe just a boring song. I don't know.
All right. There's another one that I just want to read from mm-hmm. the interweb. It says, they begin to cough uncontrollably if they eat a green apple Jolly Rancher. That's a body blooper.
Yeah.
Mm. Like you can fire any Jolly Rancher in your mouth. Blindfold them. Anything. As soon as it's a green one.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's so weird.
That's something. All right. Is anybody going to call for this? Okay, we will fire up the VD, by the way.
Oh, yeah, yes. A voice disguiser. Yeah.
In case you don't want everybody to know about your weird
absolutely,
yawning and crying thing that we wish we didn't know about yet.
Yeah, can we put that on mine?
Yeah, no, it's a little late. Oh. If you've got a body blooper, we want to hear what it is. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we are talking about what we have called body bloopers.
Yes.
It's like this person... wrote on a blog or whatever, like, when I really have to pee, my teeth feel weird.
Mm-hmm. Which seems unrelated, but...
But I mean, like, I have a visceral reaction. You start to cry when you're singing a song you don't know, which is weird. Like,
and someone said that that's a form of ASMR, which I don't quite understand.
Which
but you are a big fan of ASMR.
I am, yeah. I've always, like, had that. I get the tingles, too, yeah.
You do when you're mm-hmm. hearing ASMR? I've For never sure, done yeah. ASMR.
Yeah, really? I always used to get it whenever I'd be like in the department store and I'd see somebody like looking through the clothes and it's like they're deciding something. They're deciding whether, and my brain would like tingle. If you get ASMR, you know what I'm talking about.
Really?
Yeah, but it's like you have to be deciding things. Where I remember once the teacher would come over and be like, she would just be like, can I see your math book? Like, okay, did we do this? No, we didn't do this. And then I'd just be like, oh.
Really?
I'm just feeling tingly. Yeah.
Huh.
I'll just see myself.
I'm sorry that I just had my mouth agape that whole time. I don't understand what you're saying. But it's like synesthesia. That's it. To me, synesthesia is a body mm-hmm. blooper. It's people who...
To me, that's a superpower.
It's a superpower, but it's a body blooper. Not everybody has it. Like, Pharrell has it.
Not a power.
It's like, oh my God, listen to that song. Isn't it orange? And you're like, what are you... What?
Mm-hmm.
I wish I had it. But like, everything you just described is like synesthesia. Like you have a... You have a physical reaction to an auditory thing.
Yeah.
That's kinda. Weird.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, somebody texted in and said their superpower, their body blooper is, they have a 100% smooth, clear, unwrinkled basket for their berries.
Really?
Yeah. Zero wrinkles,
Whoa.
He said.
Whoa. Mint.
Mint gem 10. Untouched.
I can't stop picturing what it would look like.
Not good. It's supposed to be a satchel. It's supposed to be like in a movie where they toss the bag of like coins and go, uh-huh. How much for the horse? And it like hits and it's like that. It should look like that. It shouldn't be like,
well, we it should don't have look to like shame the satchel. Him.
I'm not trying to shame him. I'm like, but you're stop picturing it.
I can't.
I have to look at your face while you picture it.
Yeah. Tingly.
Should we take calls or should we just go?
Please.
Doug?
Yai.
Yai.
What's your body blooper?
Well, 2 years ago, I dislocated my ankle and broke both bones in my lower leg playing hockey.
Oh, boy.
And since surgery, well, I guess since I started walking again, on the bottom of my foot, inside my foot, when I step, it's like when you step on a round extension cord and it kind of rolls underneath your foot. And that's what happens when I walk on it. Now, if it's really, really super quiet, like when I get up in the morning to work about 3 o'clock.
It makes a sound.
You can actually hear it when I walk across the hard floor.
It's like a weird little.
I like it.
So you think they left something in there?
Well, that's what I'm thinking, because they did use a cadaver tendon to reattach everything.
Yeah, no,
It's fine.
I don't like it.
Just leave it.
Because I leave white noise all over my house because my knees make sounds.
Really?
When I'm going up the stairs, it sounds like people breaking celery stalks.
Oh, bud.
Well, it's just because there's torn meniscus in there. It's just like... Yeah. thank you for the call, man. Vikash?
Hey, hi.
Hi.
Hey, hi. What's your body blooper?
So, if I eat a spicy food, and after that, if I try to drink Indian tea, a chai, every sip I take, I get hiccups.
Oh, man. I hate the hiccups.
I've recently become a hiccup guy.
If I'm not drinking it tea, I don't get hiccups.
Wow.
But you have to have spicy food, then tea, and it's enough. So then just don't. I have like great advice for you. Don't do that. All right. Thank you. Thank you, man.
I love him.
He's my new favorite.
He's so cute.
I want to have spicy food and tea
yeah,
with him.
Me too.
I just want to. I want to be my little hiccup friend.
Yeah.
Austin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What's your body blooper?
So when my blood sugar is about to drop and to the point of passing out, my stomach will itch.
No way.
Itches?
Are you a diabetic?
No, I don't know if I'm hypo or hyperglycemic, but yeah, it gives me a good 5-10 minutes, and if I don't eat something, I'm on the ground.
Wow.
Is the inside of your stomach or the outside of your stomach?
The outside, straight up, just got to start.
Oh, so you're just standing there, you're like...
on my belly button and my chest.
Wow. We need to make a band with just our weird little body sounds.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Look, I don't think we should do this, but if you guys really think we should do it, we can do it.
What are we doing?
You guys forgot already.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's do it. We're not afraid.
So a long time ago, I let angry texts get to me.
You responded to one. It's rare that you do that. Someone really pushed your buttons.
They pushed them, and then they tried to push harder.
Yeah.
And then when they pushed harder, it just made me go, what a sad, sad little creature you are. Because they were just like, they basically said, your show sucks and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh yeah, well, your mom sucks. I don't know what I said.
But it wasn't that.
No, but it was, you know what I mean? And then it was somebody who was basically saying that we're no good, I'm no good or whatever. And then listed all these things that have been said about me or by you guys over the last however many years. And it's like took things out of context and just really said a whole bunch of really mean, horrible things to me about me. And it's like, man, if you hate the show this bad, why do you know this much about it? Do you know what I mean?
I see, yeah.
But I knew that if I engaged one more time, then we're engaged.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dun, 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 dun.
Right. And I didn't.
Oh my God, it's that easy?
Right. Just talk to the trolls, Aaron. You'll have a ring in no time. No, but like, even before that, I don't remember what happened, but I was just in a mood and I wrote a song.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote the Jealous song.
Yeah.
That has like TX. I got it. Hold on.
Yeah. It charted a little bit, I think.
It did.
Right?
Yeah.
It didn't. Aaron played it once.
Okay. We played it like twice. Three times. I think it was three times.
I don't want to play the whole song, but I have to start. Okay, here's the song. But I'm gonna scoot to the middle. So many words when you really don't have a thing to say. Okay. Your mama should have spanked you and sent you off to bed. Now it gets to read every day. Sound in there. Into your head. Here we go. Why don't you tell us? Why are you tell us? Tell us why you think you're so legit. Tell you can hear everybody on the show singing. Tell us. Tell us why you talking all that ish. See you later, hater.
Recently,
my heart.
I know, with TX Kids, like doing
so
the whole
thing.
Here's what I wanted to do. My ego is such that I want to hear this part. I want to like tell us why, and then play a little bit of it, and then we read angry texts. I want to like do a feature.
Oh,
yeah.
To me, I can't think of a good analogy, but it's like I want to take the power back.
Oh, okay.
Like you're writing these angry texts. And we we either ignore you. We used to block. We unblocked everybody. Did we tell everybody that?
I think we did. Yeah.
Or but we switched the from the old short code to 303-222-5423. Mm-hmm. If you were blocked before, you're unblocked.
It's like a prisoner exchange kind of thing.
It's like, just like, open the floodgates. Let them all in. So you're unblocked. Everybody on the planet is unblocked right now, including the J-hole who I had an exchange with a month or so ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'd love to hear from you again.
So we had the idea the other day. Like, I think one of you said it. Aaron might have said it. Go for it. Like, hit us up.
Yeah.
Roast us.
Yeah, come at roast. Us. Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't like it, but my ego is such, I want to hear the song.
Really? Oh. You don't like being roasted?
Oh, my God, TX. The fact that when you say something controversial and then I give the text code, you get a face like somebody eating their favorite flavor of ice cream. Like you have this look like you can't wait for what's about to happen. And I have so much anxiety. I can't.
I think that's different though, because with a roast, it's like, it's funny. Most of the time you actually enjoy the person. Like when you're roasting someone, you care about them, but you're saying something mean, but it's funny because it's true.
But these people aren't going to, like, this is why if we're doing this, you know, they're going to say mean things. But here's the big thing. You two J-holes know they're really coming for me though.
No.
They're not going to come. Aaron.
No, there is.
Aaron,
okay, hold on. There is one specific person who on Facebook will comment, I stopped listening when Aaron joined the show, and just constantly.
So did I.
Same. It's really gone downhill since.
Yeah, you guys still doing a show?
Nope. Okay, so there's one.
Yeah.
But come on. Mm. What's the ratio? Like, there's going to be 4% Aaron, 7% TX, and then 89% me.
Probably, yeah. But, you know,
no,
we're fine with that. I don't.
We'll open up the roast line and you can go crazy. And then tomorrow or in a couple days, we can compile
them. Collect them. Yeah.
Love that.
But I have to not be involved in the sowing, in the reaping of the harvest. Like, I don't want to
see
the gathering of.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. I'll do that. So if you want to roast us, go to our Facebook or our Instagram. There's a picture. Comment them there. It's called The Slacker Show on Instagram and Facebook. Or text us 303-222-5423.
But how hard are you going to let them go? Like, what ones are you going to pull? Are you going to do the ones that go for like, we're going to be divorced twice? I mean, it's like.
Those are easy. That's not a good roast.
Yeah. It's still a good roast.
That's
like, you can't even keep a wife. It's like, right.
Yeah.
I
want ones that go for the jugular.
I don't. Yeah. I want them to say that. I smell like poopy pants.
Okay.
Like, I don't want.
I like it, especially the more clever, the better. That's what I love. My dream is to be roasted. Like, one of my buddies, his older brother, when he turned 30, we had a big roast for him. And I got to be on the dais and take part. It was so fun. It's okay. I love it. So the more, the better.
Yeah.
So if you want to roast T-Hack or Aaron.
Or Slacker.
And to a much lesser extent me. Any of the socials are 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So I have a problem and I need everyone in... Oh, God. Do I need TX help? Might just be Aaron. Might just be listeners.
What? Okay. I'll help you.
Yeah.
I can do it.
TX hates school so much that I don't think I can involve you in things that involve education, even though this isn't fully education.
I don't hate all school, just college. And I don't hate... I just think a lot of people go to college when it's not necessary.
Okay.
I'm high school, elementary school, preschool, love it. My son's preschool, the best.
Are you going to keep Forrest Gumping school names or can we move on? Preschool, vocational school.
Yeah.
Like school for the blind.
There's a Rocky Mountain Deaf School. I've wanted to take sign language classes there.
Okay. It's prom season.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
My son is a senior.
Yeah.
Oh.
And as of this moment, he's like, I'm undecided, but probably meh.
Really?
What? Not going to go. And he's never gone.
He didn't go last year? No. Why do I picture him wearing a tux with like tails? I picture the whole thing.
Because all dumb boys do that.
And he didn't?
No. Do dumb boys still do that?
I think so.
Because dumb boys still curl their hair on the top.
The mushroom.
The Mahomes, yeah. Yes.
That's not a prom thing.
No, but it's just like just guys are just like, hey, this looks really stupid on all my friends, but it'll look good on me. I want it to look like, no.
It's just a trend. We have those
too.
Yeah,
but don't follow. Okay.
You had saying a this, white suit or something.
No,
or like
I had tails. I'm saying that I am the dumb person. I did the dumb thing. I went white on white on white. My cummerbund was white. My tie
was
white.
You wore a cummerbund?
Everyone wore it.
That's the
dumb
thing.
Do you understand? Do you know what prom... Do you know...
He's wearing that because of purity, kids.
That's not what that is.
Okay. I think for you it was.
It was not.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Congratulations,
congrats. Wow.
I don't like that.
Will you... Okay, now, even though I've insulted you at the beginning of this, will you back me up on tuxes?
Oh, yeah.
It's cummerbund or vest, I think. Like, you... It's one or the other.
Yeah, we had everyone wear vests. That was pretty popular.
But both are stupid.
No, I agree.
Yeah, a lot of suspenders. We were a lot
also
of,
stupid.
A lot of top hats. A lot of canes.
Suspenders are cool.
No, they're not. It's
canes. You don't need a cane. No. You're 17. Like you can walk fine. There's no
Did
reason.
Did you have
to
the
be...
thing on your socks? That's another thing they try to sell you.
The thing on your socks.
Oh, that holds it up.
Yeah, it's like a girdle for your sock. Like, look up sock girdle. It's a thing. It's like, if you've ever seen like a naked dude or like a dude.
Yeah, like a businessman.
Yes,
with
getting
it,
dressed and he's got a weird.
And they sit above the calf. So
yes.
They just keep,
and they're like, it's so. That's it's so the same silly. With suspenders. Just use a belt, idiot. What do you do? Like,
or just
I
wear tights. If you're going to wear the socks, just wear tights then.
Yes.
What are you doing?
Like, why are you.
Or just get better fitting socks.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
If I wear a suit. I usually buy a new pair of gold toe for that, like
for
that
sure.
day, and then they go into the rotation with the rest of your socks. But on the day you wear a suit,
new socks.
Like if you catch me at a funeral or a wedding, those are new socks.
Mm.
Oh, okay.
It's
a good little. I like that. It's a hack.
Yeah, I mean, well, you want to wear a new pair of socks every single day, right?
That's my ultimate. Yeah, ultimate. Because I would see people on Cribs do that. They'd open the drawer and they'd rip the tag off every day, brand new pair.
I just saw like a behind the scenes with Kane Brown. Is he a country guy?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he's got like, I know we're not allowed to call them wife beaters, but he's got a drawer of that. Mm-hmm. It's just like, new
an
wife
a
beater.
An A shirt, as they're called on the packaging.
Yes.
Which is like an A shirt.
An A.
Yeah. Even right. Haynes is like, really?
No, it's called a wife beater. But he just puts a new one on for every, like.
Ooh, that's cool. Yeah. Because those get stretched out. And
Well, he takes them off and throws them to the crowd. Oh, he must be ripped underneath. I haven't seen him.
He is.
Like, whatever. Anyway, the question is this. He also still doesn't have senior photos. I'm sorry.
Still?
Really? We had people reach out saying that they would photograph him.
We did?
Yeah.
Can I just go to a listener and like let him photograph my kid?
Yeah. Why not? That's such a, probably go to prom with him too if you want.
No, with zero hesitation. Okay, so I'm just going to have a listener cruise by your house and shoot Hazel and Leo. I mean, shoot pictures.
No, we'll go to a field or something. We'll meet in a field.
Yeah.
Meet in a field. Yeah. So you want me to have Noah drive to a random field and let listeners
You should
take...
go with.
Yeah, I trust our listeners.
Yeah. You do?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I still got to get that done. But he's very resistant to it. He's like, "Do I have to pose?" And I'm like,
"Yeah."
Yeah, what are you gonna,
well, because like, you shoot just, hoops dude, you know how it is. Where you have to do the one, they're like, put your thumb partway in your pocket and then like flare out your other fingers. You're like, this is wholly I would never stand like this. That's, I don't know what girls do. Like, they have you curtsy
no,
or do stupid.
No, it's a lot of like the hands on the wall with like your hair down.
Yeah, it's always like, caress that wall for me real quick.
What?
Like, pretend it's you're trying to hear it. Put your ear against the wall.
Is that really a thing?
Yeah, gotta pretend you're crawling up it.
I'm never going to convince Noah to do that. I'm going to tell you right now. He'll never do
it. No, but I think that's where he would actually enjoy it is if he went so far and like turned it into a meme.
But wouldn't it be better if I had like one of you shoot him?
I'd be willing to.
I'm just afraid if it's a stranger. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like you won't be comfortable?
Yes. Or will he be more comfortable if it's a stranger? Because then he goes, no, I'm not going to do that with my hand. I'm not going to pretend I can hear the wall.
I don't know. I don't know. But why doesn't he want to go to prom?
I don't know. Because at one point he was like, me and my buddies all went out. They went out to like Five Guys and they were there for like 5 hours. And I'm like, what is going on? He's like, we planned the whole thing. We're getting a bus. We're like doing this. And Noah doesn't drink, which I think is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Some of his friends do, some don't, but he's just not into it. He's like, but we're still going to do the bus just out of safety. I'm like, I'll chip in.
Wow.
Let's get it done. Wow. And then I was like, what's the status on all that? He's like, I don't even know if I want to go.
What?
So wow.
That's the question.
What?
As you, the guy who doesn't believe in school, but you claim you like high school still, is it a good, do I let my son be who he is and say no to prom? Or do I go, because I just remember my parents drilled this into my head. High school is the best years of your life. High school is the best years of your life. And man, does that make a person depressed when like high school sucked.
Yeah.
Thank God my parents were wrong. Thank God. But I'm like, so they made me go to prom. And I was like, this sucks.
Really?
Did you go once?
Just once.
Just once.
Just exactly what I'm going to do to Noah and go, dude, this is your only prom.
I
and
think it's like, he but it's should stupid. Go. Just to experience it.
To drive, experience but what? Hold on.
Have him drive himself, and then that way he can leave whenever he wants.
I don't like that.
Do they let you leave? There was like lockdown.
There are lockdowns at a lot of schools to keep you from going in and out and drinking.
Yeah there's, like once there's you're inside, definitely you're like no re-entry. But that way, again, he can just leave.
I think you got to go. Because you can't.
For what?
You can't
what
go.
What did you get out of prom?
I went to 5 proms. So I got a lot. I kept trying. That's the answer.
I guess all I'm saying is my recollection of it, and I'm bad, but it's like you're pretending to be an adult.
I don't think so.
Yes, you are. You dress up.
You go to a
dinner. Dress up.
Yeah.
You pay for dinner. It's not your money. Like it's like the whole. You get a limo. You're not rich.
Our prom senior year, I think we went to like Chili's. Like just keep it very low key.
If he doesn't want to go.
But that's, you have to twist. It's not pretending to be an adult. To me, it's like an escapism for children kind of thing. I don't know. Does that.
But is it an escape
just like
if I hold a gun to his head?
A childhood.
That's not an escape. It's yeah, like, but you have to go.
But you didn't want to go.
And he doesn't want to go.
You did go.
He doesn't know if he doesn't want to go.
And now, I hated it.
But now you know that because you went.
So I have to make him go to know how much he doesn't want to go. Do you hear how stupid
kinda,
that is?
Just like you gotta, like kids have to go through a breakup. We can tell you like a breakup's really hard. It, like your heart, having a broken heart is tough. But until they go through it themselves, they don't know. And he might have a good time.
Or he might hate me forever. All right, you guys decide. Is Noah going to... This makes it even worse.
This is terrible.
You want to take Noah to prom?
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
This is one of the weirdest things we've ever talked about. And you guys don't even know what we're going to talk about, do you?
Nope.
Mm-mm.
There's a new rumor out there. I don't know if it's new.
Oh.
The Katy Perry thing?
Yeah. I hate it.
You hate it, but
I hate it.
I hate, but no. Aaron, it could be true.
No.
Yes, it could.
Absolutely not.
She looks so, oh my God, are you kidding me? Will you pull, can we, are we allowed to, okay. The rumor is.
We can share, yeah. We'll do something.
Katy Perry might be JonBenet Ramsey. Hold on. There you go. Yeah. You're welcome.
Yeah, and
you don't see it?
No.
Aaron, you're too close to this.
You are too close. Why don't you like?
We got to get you off the case.
Would they be the same age? Oh my God. Would JonBenet be that old?
Probably wasn't it 96, I think, when it happened?
Yeah,
and she was six back then. So she'd be about.
So was Katy Perry born in 1990?
No, she's older than that.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay, creep. Why do you know exactly how old?
Because I was born in 91. Mm-hmm. And she's older than me.
Oh.
JonBenet was born in 1990. Katy was born in 84.
Hmm. Or so they say.
There's so much history on Katy. Like, there's no way this is real.
Here's what happened. Yeah. They faked the whole thing.
No.
Yeah. It's this alien baby in the basement in Boulder. I don't know what it is.
I like can't even give you guys. No, this is so dumb. It's not real.
Why don't you believe in it?
Not real. That was a 6-year-old child.
Is there a conspiracy you believe? Is there any of them that you believe?
Yeah.
Did we land on the moon?
Yeah, we did.
No, we didn't.
Mm. We did.
We didn't.
There's a lot of stuff going on at DIA.
No.
We did not land on the moon. We did now. Now we're up there, but we weren't up there before. Like, we have high power telescopes. Why can't we see the stuff?
Because I don't.
You can't see the, like, there's the lunar lander thing.
I will get sucked into any conspiracy. I just find it so interesting.
I'm
the wrong one to ask.
I'm half trolling because I know we're about to get so many texts. What kind of moron thinks we didn't land on the moon? This one right here. Hit me up. I don't think we did. Like, when what's his bucket hit the golf ball? It sliced. You know what a slice comes from?
Wind.
Yeah.
Atmosphere. Yeah. Isn't the flag waving too? That was another thing. Yeah.
Flag's waving a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then there's one shot of the lunar lander where there appears to be a Polaroid. Like, you know how, like, when you're on a set, like, you take a picture of everything, you're like, looks good. And then some gaffer just set it down and they're like, okay, do the shot. And then he comes climbing down, like, we can get the picture out. It's like, nobody's going to, come on. Yeah. Nobody can rewind it. Well, now we can. Ha ha. And then
she's not.
So there's
no,
not, we're not
I'm,
cracking her.
No.
So you don't? Do you believe in the DIA stuff?
Yeah.
How can you pick and choose which ones? Yeah.
Come on.
Look
all
at Patsy
in.
Ramsey. Patsy Ramsey is what JonBenet was going to eventually look like. Patsy could be Katy Perry's mom.
I can't see that. I can't.
100%. Worst case, Katy Perry is the weird love child to Patsy Ramsey and somebody else.
Okay,
and
then, they can look alike, just like Keira Knightley looks like whoever or whatever. I don't know. There's a bunch of...
You can't start a conspiracy and not finish it.
Well, it's not a conspiracy. There's like two actresses that look so
Keira
cool.
Knightley looks like somebody else?
Maybe it's Nicole Kidman and someone else.
No, it's you're right.
It's Keira Knightley and... And so we think Keira Knightley is JonBenet?
No, I'm saying they can look alike.
She's like an Ivy Leaguer. What was she? What's her name?
Natalie Portman?
That Natalie Portman. Mm.
They do not look the same. I would sleep with both of them, but Natalie. Separately.
Okay. You know what? Throw Katy Perry in too. Because we're making lists.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I have a story. It's basically pro tips on committing a crime. You're supposed to be subtle. Not noticeable when you're committing a crime.
Okay.
This guy did all of it a little too obvious.
Okay. I have a story.
What?
My new favorite way to do this.
That was so unexpected.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is out of China.
What else?
There was a man, a couple.
You know what? You guys, somebody has to have the courage.
Nope.
You know what we need? We need that the redhead guy. Andrew Santino.
Andrew Santino.
Because he's on with Bobby Lee and he just does the Asian accent to him all the time. And it's like, no, we would be immediately canceled.
Yeah. There was a couple in China that showed up to the ER because they were filming a video for social media.
Okay.
They were trying to go viral.
Okay.
So they thought a good idea would be for the girl to put her hand.
Oh, no, stop. This is no. Nope.
In the guy's mouth.
What?
And it got stuck.
She put her whole hand in.
Mm-hmm. Her whole hand was stuck in his mouth. They couldn't get it out, so they had to go to the ER.
Because it is one of those things.
Yeah.
Is she holding something?
Or no, it's just like you can't. She then can't open her fist if she.
Oh, because she'd gag him out, probably.
Yeah, she would. She would hit the.
Because you know, did you ever read the book? What was that? Where the Red Fern Grows?
No.
Mm-hmm. It's like he needed to trap a raccoon. He wanted to like, so he needed a raccoon to train his dog.
Okay.
So you put like a small little hole with like a quarter, something shiny inside, like a quarter, and a raccoon will reach in and grab it.
Yes.
Oh, and they won't know
and
to
they
let
won't
go.
Let go.
That's right.
It's like, oh man, I'll be here all day, but I'm gonna get this damn hand out. So he must have something shiny
a little
in his
bit,
mouth.
Yeah, there's a 10-second clip of them walking in. He's drooling and gagging. Yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Can't he just bark it out?
No.
I don't know, yeah. You think if she's in, you could...
Do you know, how hard my gag reflex would be? It would just be firing.
Yeah, I think mine would be too.
You had to drive there?
But then you're going to be choking on it. Because it can't come out.
Yeah, it can't. Oh my God, that's horrifying.
They were able to, they use muscle relaxants and a quote unquote mouth opener, which I'm not sure what that is. Only in China, maybe. But they were able to get her hand free from his mouth. And
pro tip.
And I guess they kind of went viral. We're talking about it here, so.
Congratulations. My story, not from Florida. Mm. But it is from Colorado Springs! A Colorado Springs fella got arrested on Sunday for robbing a convenience store.
Mm.
Now, if you're going to rob a convenience store, go stealth, wear like a mask, do what you're going to do.
Sure.
Or don't rob it.
Or don't rob it, but I'm giving the pro tips to avoid being on Stupendously Stupid Stories. Instead, he walked in, pointed a finger gun at the cashier.
Hey,
boogie pose.
Is Fonzie here?
He had his hand in his pocket, so it looked like it might be real, but it was just, So, yeah, then he ran outside after he'd robbed the store.
Okay.
And jumped into his car and drove away. A giant pink GMC Yukon.
What?
Finger gun
Are
guy.
Are you kidding me?
Robbed a store with the most obvious...
Oh, he sells Avon.
Yes.
He's got the pink.
Yes.
I think
he's
that's
got
a Cadillac.
And it's not Avon. It's
Mary Kay.
Mary Kay. Okay.
Yeah, so everything about your joke was ruined. Here's the thing. His license plates are arrest me.
What?
And they're not. Oh, but it's the only thing that would have made his crime more obvious. Yes, it's me. I'm finger gun guy. Please.
Hey. Look at me.
Yeah, he's in jail. But it's a Colorado jail, so those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.